和我一同来读一些主的话。
As we begin, shall we read some of God's word together?
请弟兄姊妹打开约翰福音。
Shall we first turn to the gospel according to John?
约翰福音第三章。
John chapter 3.
十二节到十三节。
John 3 verse 12 to 13.
我们都希望啊，每个主日当我们一同聚在主跟前的时候，我们读主的话，请大家特别用一点心。
We hope that as we gather together and as we read God's word, we hope that you will use your heart.
好，我们读约翰福音第三章十二、十三节。
John 3 verse 12 and 13.
我对你们说地上的事，你们尚且不信；若说天上的事，如何能信呢？除了从天降下仍旧在天的人子，没有人升过天。第三十一节和三十三节到三十三节。从天上来的是在万有之上，从地上来的是属乎地，他所说的也是属乎地。从天上来的是在万有之上，他将所见所闻的见证出来，只是没有人领受他的见证，那领受他见证的就印上印，证明神是真的。第十四章，约翰福音第十四章。
John chapter 14.
十九节和二十节。
Verse 19 through 20.
还有不多的时候，世人不再看见我，你们却看见我，因为我活着，你们也要活着。到那日，你们就知道我在父里面，你们在我里面，我也在你们里面。第十六章。
Chapter 16.
第十二节和十三节。
Verse 12 and 13.
我还有好些事要告诉你们，但你们现在担当不了，只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并要把将来的事告诉你们。我们再看腓立比书。
Shall we turn to Philippians?
腓立比书第一章。
Philippians chapter
1, 一章二十一节
verse 21.
腓立比书一章二十一节
Philippians 1:21.
因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。好，我们回头看加拉太书。
We'll turn back to the book of Galatians.
加拉太书第二章。
Galatians chapter 2.
第二十节
Verse 20.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。第五章
Chapter 5.
第十七节
Verse 17.
加拉太书第五章第十七节。
Galatians 5:17.
因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此相敌，使你们不能做所愿意做的。最后，我们请弟兄姊妹看罗马书。
Lastly, shall we turn to the book of Romans?
罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
第二节。
Verse 2.
罗马书第八章第二节。
Romans 8:2.
因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。好，我今天早晨呢，要和弟兄姊妹讲到一个很基要的真理。
This morning, I want to share with brothers and sisters a very basic, fundamental truth.
就是讲到生命的律。
And that is the law of life.
我们基督徒应当知道怎样顺着这个生命的律在神面前来生活。
Christians ought to know how to live according to the law of life.
在罗马书第八章第二节告诉我们。
In Romans 8:2 it tells us.
这里有两种的律。
There are two laws.
一个律呢是生命圣灵的律。
One is the law of the spirit of life.
另外一个呢就是罪和死的律。
The other is the law of sin and death.
我们知道天然的生命就是在罪和死的律的控制底下。
We know that our natural life is under the control of the law of sin and death.
我们所得着的从主所得着的生命是一个圣灵和生命的律。
The law that we have, the life that we have received from the Lord is the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus.
所以这是今天我们在属灵生活中间必须明白的一个很重要的真理。
This is a very important truth that we need to understand before the Lord.
我想在我们深入的讲到这个点之前，
Before we go deeper into this,
让我们回头看一看这个福音书和使徒行传。
Let's turn back and take a closer look at the four Gospels versus the book of Acts.
我想明白圣经的人呢，都很清楚的能看见。
For those who understand the Bible, we see clearly.
四福音书的时代跟使徒行传的时代有明显的不一样。
There's a clear difference between the time, the age of the four Gospels versus the apostolic age.
特别是对这些门徒们，
particularly for the disciples.
我们能看见他们在四福音书的时代是一个样子。
When we see them during the time of the four Gospels, they were a certain way.
他们到了使徒行传的时候是另外一种的情形。
When we come to the book of Acts, they were a completely different way.
那么什么叫做是四福音书的时代呢？
What is the age of the four Gospels?
那么在四福音书的时代，你会很明显看见主是主，门徒是门徒。
At the time of the four Gospels, we see clearly that the Lord was the Lord, the disciples were the disciples.
虽然这些门徒们跟随主生活在一起，
even though the disciples lived together with the Lord,
他们有三年半的时间跟主一同行动。
They lived together with the Lord for 3.5 years.
但是无论怎样，我们看见门徒是门徒，主耶稣是主耶稣。
However, no matter what, we see that the disciples were themselves and the Lord was the Lord.
对门徒来讲，一切事都是客观的。
To the disciples, everything was objective.
都是外面的。
It was outward.
我们在四福音书里面很明显的看见主是在外面教导他们。
In the four Gospels, we see that the Lord was teaching them outwardly.
主是在外面帮助他们。
He was helping them outwardly.
同时我们看见主在那里所说的很多的话，他们都不明白。
And in many of the things that the Lord was speaking, they did not understand.
虽然他们跟随主在一起，感觉生活是很奇妙。
Even though they felt like the life that they led in following the Lord was amazing.
有的时候他们也会很惊叹。
And oftentimes they were astonished.
但是呢，一切都是外面的东西。
However, everything was outward.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
今天有很多神的儿女们还不太能明白一个人真正得救之后里面的转变。
Today, many Christians, many children of God do not understand the change that happens within.
我能感觉到大多数的基督徒到今天好像还是活在四福音书的时代。
The majority of Christians are still living during the time of the four Gospels.
我们觉得主很宝贵。
We feel that the Lord is precious.
所以我们有难处的时候，我们到他面前来求他帮助。
When we have trouble, we come before him to ask him to help us.
我们在外面敬拜他。
Outwardly, we worship him.
很多基督徒常常觉得说主日就是我们到主跟前来敬拜的一个时候。
Many feel that on Sabbath, on Sunday is the Lord's day, so we come before him to worship him.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要很清楚知道这不是神的心意。
We must know clearly this is not God's heart desire.
因为我们知道到了使徒行传的时候，
Because we know when we come to the book of Acts,
这里有一个非常大的转变。
There is a very great change.
当圣灵从天而降的时候，
When the Holy Spirit descended from heaven,
门徒们就开始在生命中产生了一个极大的变化。
The disciples had a great change in their lives.
那么什么叫做使徒行传的时代呢？
What is the apostolic age?
使徒行传的时代就是主耶稣在我们里面做生命。
The apostolic age is that the Lord in us is our life.
所以我们会看见到了使徒行传的时候，使徒们他们在生命中与主联合。
And so we see when we come to the book of Acts, the Apostles were united with the Lord in their lives.
而从他们的生活中间呢，他们把基督表现出来。
And he manifested the Lord through their lives.
所以因此保罗可以这样说。
And so Paul can say,
他说现在活着的不再是我。
that now no longer it is I who lives,
乃是基督活在我的里面,
but Christ in me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
Dear brothers and sisters,
主的心意是要住在我们的里面,
God's purpose is to live in us.
在生命中与我们有完全的联合,
in life have a complete unification with us.
保罗在腓立比书第一章里面这样说,
Paul also in Philippians 1 has said,
他说, 因我活着就是基督,
for to me to live is Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
你们显然看见在这里有两个不同时代的光景。
We see that there is two conditions of two different ages.
圣经所以这样的记载,
the reason why the Bible records,
就是为着把这两件事情摆在一起做一个清楚的比较。
It puts these two things together to give us a clear comparison.
要让我们基督徒清楚明白一件事情。
So that Christians can clearly understand.
今天我们不再是活在四福音书的这个外面的时代。
That we are not living in the outward for the condition of the four gospels.
我们不是在外面寻找主。
We're not searching for the Lord outwardly.
不是在外面依靠主。
We're not relying upon him
externally. 不是在外面敬拜主。
Or worshiping outwardly.
弟兄姊妹，我们乃是在里面敬拜主。
But from within we worship the Lord.
我们都知道一件事情。
We all know one thing.
当初门徒们跟随主的时候，
that as the disciples were following the
Lord, 主讲了很多奇妙的话。
He said some many amazing things.
他们完全不能明白。
They entirely did not understand.
甚至我们知道在约翰福音第三章里面，
to a point we know in John chapter 3,
主耶稣面对着尼哥底母，
the Lord was speaking with Nicodemus.
这个尼哥底母呢，是一个受过高等教育的知识分子。
Nicodemus was a scholar who had received higher education.
是一个很聪明的人。
He was a very smart man.
那么当主耶稣跟他讲到那些属灵的事情的时候呢？
And so when the Lord Jesus was speaking of spiritual things,
我们看见尼哥底母是完全不能明白的。
Nicodemus could not understand.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
这告诉我们，
this tells us,
天然的人不管你是有多聪明，
the natural man, no matter how smart you are,
不管你有多少的生命的生活的经历，
or how many life experiences you have had,
你都没有办法明白主的话。
You cannot understand God's word.
所以主对他说，我们对我对你们讲地上对你讲地上的事，你都不能明白。
And so the Lord said to him, I speak to you of earthly things, and yet you do not understand.
对你讲天上的事，你怎么能明白呢？
How then can you understand things of heaven?
那从天降下仍旧在天的人子。
And even the Son of Man who has come now to the earth,
那从万有之上而来的，
who has come from above all,
这个对于尼哥底母来讲是完全不能明白的事情。
This to Nicodemus was something beyond comprehension.
但是今天我们晓得，
However, today we know,
对一个有主耶稣基督生命的人来讲，
to a person who has the life of the Lord,
这是完全可以明白的事。
This is something you can entirely understand.
这就说明你有了这个生命，你就可以明白主的话是什么意思。
Because once you have this life, you can understand God's word.
所以弟兄姊妹们，到了使徒行传之后，
And so after the book of Acts,
我们看见主耶稣所说的话，门徒们是完全的了解。
Now the disciples completely understood all of the words of the Lord.
不仅了解，
Not only understood,
并且从他们的生命中间可以把主耶稣基督活出来。
But they were able to live out the life of the Lord from within.
所以在罗马书里面告诉我们，
And so in the book of Romans,
这个律是生命的，是圣灵的。
That this law is the law of the Spirit and of life.
今天那是圣灵在我们里面引导这个生命。
It is that the Spirit leads our life.
叫我们能够过一种新的生活。
So that we can now live a new life.
能够活在这个生命的律里面。
And be able to live in this law of life.
所以主耶稣在离开世界以前，
And so before the Lord left this earth,
主耶稣对门徒们有非常重要的讲论。
He had a very important word for
讲到另外一位保惠师要来，
to speak of another counselor who will come.
他要永远与你们同住。
He will forever abide with you.
因为你们里面现在开始，因为他的重生的缘故，有了主的生命。
Because of our new birth, now we have his life.
他就住在我们那个新的灵里面。
Now he will live in the depths of our heart.
引导这个生命的生活。
And will lead this life.
所以呢，我们要听他的教训。
So we must hear his instruction.
那么这个教训包括他的光照和他的启示。
This instruction, it also encompasses his enlightening and revelation.
所以因此呢，我们在圣灵的引导和教训的里面，我们就开始过了一个新的生活。
And so through the leading of the Holy Spirit, we now live a new life.
所以只有圣灵来了，他能够把我们引到 那个真实的实际的里面。
Now that the Holy Spirit has come, He will lead us into all reality.
因为带我们进到这个生命的真实的经历的里面。
He will bring us into the true experience of life.
所以弟兄姊妹们，到了《使徒行传》以后
，So brothers and sisters, after the time of Acts,
那个才是神今天要我们真正有的新约的生活。
This is the life that He wants us to experience, which is the true New Testament time.
这个才是新约。
That is the New Testament.
啊，弟兄姊妹，所以你看，在新约时代中啊
，And so now in the New Testament time,
没有什么新奇的，没什么稀奇的东西。
Nothing is too amazing.
他们只有感恩。
We only praise.
他们只有赞美。
They only praise the Lord.
主耶稣对门徒们说，到那日
，The Lord said to the disciples, at that time,
你们就知道了。
You will know.
我在父里面。
That I am in the Father.
你们在我里面。
And you are in me.
我也在你们里面。
And I am also in you.
是多么奇妙的话。
Such an amazing words.
今天弟兄姊妹们，我们能明白这句话吗
？Brothers and sisters, do we understand these words?
啊，你必须有这个生命，你才能明白，对不对
？You must have that life in order to understand.
你越多活在这个生命里面
，The more you live in this life,
你越觉得这些话是真实的。
The more you feel these words are real.
这些都不是奇妙的事情。
They're nothing too amazing.
从前呢，弟兄姊妹，他们跟随主耶稣基督的时候
，In the past when they followed the Lord,
啊，主行一个神迹，他们就非常的稀奇。
The Lord performed one miracle and they were all astonished.
主赶走一个鬼，他们就很惊叹。
The Lord cast out a demon and they were all surprised.
主行了一个异能。
The Lord He performed another phenomenon.
哎呀，他们就觉得这是什么样的人
？And they said, "Who is this man?"
但是你看，到了新约，到了启示录的不，到了使徒行传的时代呢
？However, when we come to the time of Acts,
他们再也没有这种惊奇。
They never felt that surprise.
为什么？这是新的生命在他们自然的一种流露。
Why? Because this is a natural outflow of the life within.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
今天在教会里面
，Today in the church,
神迹其实是自然的。
Miracles are natural.
有什么异能显出来也是自然的。
Whatever miracles happen, it is also very natural.
如果你还惊奇啊
，If you're still astonished,
你还在稀奇这些东西啊
，If you're still surprised at these things,
就证明你还活在四福音的时代。
It still says that you are living in the time of the four gospels.
因为到了新约时，到了新约时代，主已经住在我们里面了。
Because now in the New Testament time, the Lord lives within us.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
每一个弟兄姊妹都可以表现这个的。
Every single brother and sister can manifest this.
不过是看有没有这个需要，你知道。
Only we look about, look upon whether there's a need.
这些东西不是为了表演，是为了帮助。
It's not a performance. It's only to help us.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters,
我们今天必须要明白。这个时代的情况都不一样。
We need to understand the differences in this age.
我们觉得今天非常可惜的一件事情。
We feel that it's such an unfortunate thing.
就是很多神的儿女们已经蒙恩得救，主已经住在他们里面。
That so many children of God, we have already believed in the Lord. The Lord lives in us.
但是他们在生命中摸不到任何的东西。
But in life, we cannot touch anything.
所以呢，一直在追逐的都是外面的东西。
So we're always constantly seeking outward things.
所以他们一直觉得主跟他们很远。
We feel that the Lord is so far away from us.
啊，有的人。觉得主还住在天上。
Some still feel like God is living up in heaven.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
主不是住在天上。
God does not live in heaven.
主也不是住在外面。
He does not live outside.
主是住在你的里面。
He lives in you.
当然
，Of course，
我们晓得我们的主就是灵。
We know that our Lord is spirit.
说他在我们里面，他也在外面的世界上。
He is in us and he is in the world.
也在整个万有里面。
And in everything.
所以今天呢，我们不是在外面寻找主。
So we are not seeking the Lord outwardly.
我们是在我们的里面寻找主。
We are seeking for the Lord inwardly.
所以你看呢，宣信弟兄啊，写那首诗歌，有句非常奇妙的话。
We know that there's a brother who wrote a hymn with a very amazing.
他讲祷告。
He speaks of prayer.
他说，在我里面的基督，祷告的在天上的基督。
He says, "May the Christ." To me, pray to the Christ above.
我不知道有多少弟兄姊妹，你真正明白这句话。
How many of you understand this word?
但是如果你活在生命的里面的时候呢
？However, if you live in life,
你就感觉这句话再真实不过了。
You feel that this word cannot be more real.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters.
所以当初主耶稣跟门徒们在一起的时候
，at the time when the Lord was with his disciples,
那许许多多奇妙的一些话语
，so many amazing words.
到了使徒行传里面的时候呢
？When we come to the time of Acts,
都成了他们生命的经历。
It became their life experiences.
所以他们就完全明白主的话语。
They entirely understood his words.
所以你看，约翰到了晚年快靠近100岁的时候。
And so John in his latter years, when he was almost 100,
他重新再把主耶稣基督 他曾经经历过他所讲过的一些话语统统把它写下来。
He again wrote down all the things that the Lord had experienced and spoke.
写得那么样的详尽。
He wrote so clearly.
啊，到今天我们读他的读这个老弟兄的话的时候读得还糊里糊涂的。
Oftentimes when we read this elderly brother's words, often we're confused.
但是他一百岁了他一点都不糊涂啊。
But he was 100, he was not confused.
那么艰深那么样拗口的话语他写的那个清清楚楚的。
It was so detailed and so deep. He wrote it very clearly.
弟兄姊妹这是天然人的记忆力吗？不可能的吧。
Is this natural man's memory? It cannot be.
这是因为他里面有主的生命。
It's because he has the life of the Lord within him.
所以圣灵可以在这个生命中间教导他。
So the Spirit was able to teach him.
所以他就把从前他跟随主耶稣基督说完全听不懂的话现在就清清楚楚的都写下来。
Now he was able to write down very clearly all of the words in the past he could not understand.
因为时代不一样。
Because now the time is different.
今天早晨。
So this morning.
我想弟兄姊妹们，我希望你们，我希望我们大家第一件事情能分辨的，我们不再活在福音书的时代。
I hope we can differentiate that we are not living in the time of the four gospels.
你不需要。在外面去寻找主。
You do not need to seek the Lord outwardly.
你也不必求外面的帮助。
You do not need to ask for help elsewhere.
也不是外面的教训。
And or other outward teaching.
今天我们要记得。
Today remember.
我们已经在使徒行传的时代。
We are living in the apostolic age.
就是主所说的到那日。
That is what the Lord is saying at that time.
今天在灵的里面。我们住在主里面。
That in the Spirit, we are abiding, living in the Lord. And the Lord lives in us.
这是在生命中间一个完全的联合。
This is an entire unification with the Lord in our spirit.
那么四福音书有它非常重要的价值。
Now there is important, great value of the four Gospels.
因为神在四福音书里面预先告诉我们那个新生命的律。是怎样的一个律
Because the Lord already in the four Gospels has spoken of that law of life.
这是借着主耶稣在道成肉身在肉身中间的时候把这个生命活出来的一个样式
Because that is the image, that is the life that the Lord had lived out in the flesh.
我想提到这个律啊
When we speak of the law,
那么我们要有一点点的解释
We need to have some explanation.
今天我们活在这个世界中我们也是活在各样的不同的律的管理底下
As we are living in this world we are living under the control of different laws
虽然我们看不见
Even though we cannot see it
但是它在我们的生活中是有非常重大的影响
But it has great impact and influence upon our lives
比方说你我们人今天能站在这里就有个律控制的
For example the fact that we can stand here it is because we are under the control of a certain law
你想想我们两个脚掌这么小这个人这么高怎么能平衡呢对不对
If you can imagine your feet they are so small and yet in our entire body we are balanced upon it
若是没有地心引力的话呢你根本站不住的
If you do not have gravity and a center of gravity you cannot stand
所以它有个律在控制
There is a law that is in control
所以这个律呢
And so this law
就说明一种的特性
It speaks of a nature
啊，说明一种的规范
It speaks of a certain norm
啊，这个规范就是一种的准则
It is a particular standard
这个律说明一种的次序
And this law also speaks of a certain order
啊，所以从前我们没有得救的时候我们是活在那个旧有的那个律的一个管制底下
In the past we were living under the old law
我们从来也不懂得神的生命的律
We never understood the law of the Lord's life
我们也不懂得什么叫属天的律
And we never understood the law of heaven
现在呢主耶稣来到地上
But now that the Lord has come to earth
在他的生活中间呢就告诉我们有另外一个律
Now in his life we come to understand there is a separate law
是不同生命的律
It is a law of a different life
所以主耶稣行走在人中间的时候
And so when the Lord was walking among men
从外表看起来是一个人
Outwardly he was a man
但是呢他所有的行动所有的言论所有的思想都跟别人不一样
However every single action every single word was entirely different from others
所以神就借着他的儿子告诉我们
And so God through his son has told us
神所要给我们的原来是这个新的生命
That what God wants to give us is this new life
所以主三年半的时间在地上
And so the Lord for three and a half years
33年半的时间在地上
And so as the Lord was on earth for 33 and a half years
那么他就把这个生命 完全表现出来了。
He entirely manifested this life to us.
我们就从四福音书里面可以看见，在这里有另外一个生命的律，是跟我们旧有生命的律是完全不一样。
From the four Gospels, we can see that there is a law of life that is entirely different from the law of sin and death.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
神借此告诉我们
through this, God is telling us,
只有神儿子所表现的那种人的光景是神所要的
The condition that the Lord Jesus had manifested, that is what God wants.
所以我们知道当初神创造整个万有的时候
So we know when God had created everything, the heavens and the earth.
我们很清楚在神的创造中最重要的创造就是人
In the universe, we know that the most important creation is man.
也可以说神创造其他一切的事物都是为的人。
We can say that everything else that was created was for man.
当神把人创造出来之后
After God created man,
神就有一个荣耀的心意。
He had a glorious purpose.
他要人接受他的这个生命。
He wanted man to receive his life.
他要人能够活出来的光景像神一样。
He wanted the condition for man to live out to be entirely like his.
所以弟兄姊妹，也就是说神要把这个新生命的特性把新生命的规范把新生命的 order 放在那个次序放在人的里面
God wanted to give us the nature, the norm as well as the order of his life into us
所以在罗马书第六章告诉我们
And so in Romans chapter 6
当我们基督徒受浸之后
That after baptism
我们一举一动都应该有新生的样式
That in every move, everything we need to have the newness of life
啊那个原文翻译应该是生命的新样。
We need to have the newness of life.
所以我们得救之后啊。
So after we are saved.
你不必要有这种什么改过自新的这种思想不需要。
You do not need to have any other thoughts of trying to change yourself.
很多基督徒不太明白这个。
Many Christians do not understand that.
当他受浸他说从现在开始起我洗心革面。
After baptism, they say, now I'm going to do better.
从前呢我过得不大好现在我要努力地过得好。
In the past, I did not live well. Now I want to strive to live better.
也许呢，开头短短的一段时间呢，你努力地做了一点。
Perhaps for a short while, you were able to do better for a little bit.
但是你很快就发现你就失败了。
But quickly, you will realize you will fail.
因为神没有叫你用你旧有的生活来过这个新的生活。
Because God did not ask you to live your new life with your old one.
那么弟兄姊妹，这个生命的新样是指的主的生命说的。
Brothers and sisters, the newness of this life speaks of His life.
现在你会感觉你里面有了一种新的特性。
Now you feel that you have a new nature.
你里面开始有了一种新的标准。
You have new standards.
你里面开始有了一种新的次序出来了。
And now you will find that you will have a new order in your life.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
四福音书啊，就是一个说明。
The four Gospels is an illustration.
是这个新的生命的一个说明。
It's an illustration of this new life.
所以我们怎么知道这个生命有它的特性，有它的规范，有它一定的这个次序呢
？So how do we know that this new life has its new nature, norms, and order?
你是从主的身上看见的。
It's because you saw it in the Lord.
所以我们读四福音书的时候
，So when we read the four Gospels,
我们现在的眼光要改变。
Now our perspective needs to change.
我们不能觉得说这个光是在主耶稣基督身上的。
That this is only something within the Lord.
不，这个已经在你里面了。
No, this is now in you.
所以你要感谢。
So we need to praise.
要欢喜快乐。
Lord, rejoice.
弟兄姊妹们，这个生命已经在你里面了。
This life is in you.
不过呢，差别是在主的身上是表现是完全的。
The difference is that in the Lord it was complete.
那么在我们的身上是表现不完全的。
Now in us it is shown as incomplete.
所以你看，到了使徒行传以后。
Now we see after the time of the apostles.
在门徒们身上，你看见一个显然的一个转变。
Now we see a great change in the apostles.
他们就证实了主的话。
Now they knew his word.
就说我活着。你们也要活着。
The Lord said, I live, and you are to live.
弟兄姊妹，这句话什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就是我在地上的时候怎样活，你们现在也是怎样活。
That is, how I lived while on earth is now how you are to live.
使徒们实在证实这句话语，对不对？
Now the disciples, the apostles, they knew.
他们确确实实从主承接了这个新的生命。
They have received that life from the Lord.
所以我们看见在头一个世纪
And so we see in the first century,
教会活出了一个新的次序出来。
The church lived out a new order.
这个次序呢，与原来的犹太教是完全不一样的。
This order was entirely different from Judaism.
我们知道以色列人 他们到最后呢，已经堕落了，变成了一个宗教。
The Israelites, we know that they had already fallen to a point where it became a religion.
他们把对神的那一种在灵里面真实的敬拜，完全变成了一种宗教形式。
The true worship that was to be in the spirit, they changed it so it became a religion.
他们活在一些教条的里面。
They lived in rules.
活在一些死的规矩里面。
They lived in dead rules and regulations.
结果他们的生活呢，被捆得死死的。
And so their lives were bound.
弟兄姊妹们，当主耶稣
Brothers and sisters, when the Lord came,
我们看见他带来了这个新的生命。
He brought in new life.
现在这个生命进到了使徒们的里面。
And now this life has come into the
apostles. 进到了新约头一个世纪的圣徒里面。
And has come into the saints in the first century.
教会一出现的时候。
And so when the church appeared,
一个崭新的次序出来了。
There was a new order that appeared.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这个次序呢，跟世界上所有的社团跟所有的国家都不一样。
This order was entirely different from all the tribes and all the nations in the world.
他们的区别从哪里来的呢
？Where did the difference come from？
不是从外面的做法上的改变。
Not in outward form.
也不是一种什么新的思潮出来了。
Nor in new thinking.
不，那是因为有一个新的生命进来了。
No, it was because a new life had come.
而这个新生命里面有一个新的律。
And in this new life, there is a new law.
这个律支配他们的生活。
And so this law, it dictated their lives.
这个律引导他们的生活。
This law, it led their lives.
所以呢，因此我们在这个启示不使徒行传里面呢。
And so now in the book of Acts,
我们看见当时在四福音书中主怎样活，他们现在也是怎样活。
How the Lord lived in the four Gospels, now they live the same way in the book of Acts.
啊，你好像碰见的是同一个彼得。
It's like you see the same Peter.
但是在彼得身上碰见了不同的性质了。
But now in Peter, you see a new nature.
你碰见了同样的是这个约翰。
You still meet the same John.
但是跟四福音书的约翰完全不一样了。
But entirely different from the John you saw in the four
Gospels. 你看见那个原来活在犹太教中间那么样的热忱那么样的忠心那么样的狂热的一个保罗。
You see this entirely zealous and hot-headed Paul.
当他一遇见主之后呢
As soon as he met the Lord.
新的生命进来了。
And new life came in.
我们看见它里面有一个完全的大的改变。
There was an entirely great big change.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
这是新约。
This is New Testament.
这是我们在新约时代中应当有的一种的生活。
This is the life we need to have.
所以圣经很清楚的启示我们。
And so the Bible clearly reveals to us.
教会只能活在这个新的生命的律里面。你才能遵行神的旨意。
The church can only live in the new law of life. Then can you live according to His will?
我们必须具备有主生命的特性。
We need to have the nature, the characteristics of His life.
必须有他的规范。
Need to have His standards.
啊，必须有他的那种次序。
Need to have His order.
啊，教会跟任何地上宗教也没关系。
And so the church then does not have to be like any other religion.
我们也跟世界任何国家的这些次序都不一样。
And we are different from all of the orders of all the other nations.
我们记得在马太福音第六章里面。
We remember in the book of Matthew chapter 6.
主教导门徒们祷告。
The Lord taught the disciples how to pray.
中间有一句话说。
There was a phrase.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
May your will be done.
不 no, 愿人尊你名为圣。
Your Father, hallowed be your name.
Hallowed be your name. 然后下面一句话就是愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
And then following with the phrase, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
啊，我们听见多少的弟兄姊妹常常祷告的时候都用这句话，对不对
？We hear many brothers and sisters when they pray, they use these words.
我们里面实在是有个愿望。
We truly have a desire.
愿你的旨意能够行在地上，如同行在天上。
May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
弟兄姊妹怎么行呢？
How can it be done?
啊，我们行来行去还是在地上。
We do this and that, and we're still on earth.
啊，也没有把神的旨意带到地上。
And we haven't brought His will down to earth.
对不对
？Right?
这个旨意
，This will,
能够行在地上
，can be done on earth.
必须遵照属天生命的律。
So you must follow the law of heaven.
当有生命的特性
，When you have the nature of life,
生命的规范
，and the order of life,
生命的次序显在教会中的时候
，the standards and the order of life when it manifests in church,
神的旨意 就能借着教会行在地上。
Then His will can be done on earth as it is in heaven.
我们要再说。
We say again.
旧生命是没有办法遵行神的旨意。
The old life cannot manifest His will.
我们必须放弃天然生命的一种努力。
We need to put down the striving of our natural life.
旧约犹太人。
The Old Testament, the Jews.
已经是一个明证。
They already show us very clearly.
旧的生命在神的跟前是完全失败的。
That the old nature before God is an entire failure.
那我们这样说，旧约有什么用意呢？
Then we can say, what is the value of the Old Testament?
啊，我们要知道，神用以色列人作为教会的一个镜子。
God has used the Israelites as a mirror for the church.
啊，神用旧约以色列百姓的那种生活提醒我们。
God is reminding us through the life that we see in the Old Testament.
你不能按照这样的生活来过的。
That you cannot live a life that is like that.
你要按照这样的生活来过。
You must live according to this.
那么你实在是过的一个痛苦的生活。
Otherwise, you will live a life of misery.
并且完全过的一种受捆绑的生活。
And it is a life of bondage.
并且越过这个绑的越紧。
And as time goes on, the bondage is even tighter.
所以今天呢？你要回到以色列人中间去看一看。
So today, if you are to go among the Jews,
你就感觉到他们在神跟前所过的生活是一个可怜的生活。
That the life that they are living before God is a very miserable, pitiful one.
甚至是一个可笑的生活。
Almost a laughable one.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
这已经证明一件事情。
It confirms to us,
我们不能够活在这一个旧有的生命里。
That we cannot live in the old life.
但是对于今天呢，我们这些已经拥有神生命的人来说呢
，However, for all of us who now have His life,
我们常常有时候会感觉
，Oftentimes we feel,
在我们的生命中啊，有很多的冲突
，That in our lives there are many conflicts,
有很多的挣扎
，And many struggles,
有很多的困惑
，Many confusions.
啊，弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
为什么会有这些情况呢
？Why is there that condition?
这说明呢？是属天的生命跟属地的生命中间的所产生的一种的互相之间的一种征战。
It is because there's an opposition between what is heavenly and what is earthly.
我们在四福音书里面看见主耶稣活的时候很自然。
We see that in the four Gospels, the Lord lived a very natural life.
因为他里面没有人的旧的生命。
Because inside of him, there wasn't that old man's nature.
所以他活的是非常的完全。
So he lived a very complete life.
所以在主来讲，他没有这种旧生命的一种干扰。
And so to the Lord, there wasn't any disturbance of that old life.
但是在我们的身上呢
？However, in us,
我们会看见。有这种的干扰在里面。
We see that there is this disturbance.
所以呢，会在我们的生命中有很多的冲突。
And so we see that there's so many conflicts.
有很多的挣扎。
There's much struggle.
有很多的困惑。
And there's many confusions.
这更证明说，现在有两种不同性质的生命在我们的里面。
It confirms to us that there's two different natures within us.
我们如何摆脱这一种的冲突、挣扎、困惑呢
？So how do we lay aside all of these struggles, these conflicts? And these problems.
我们必须记得这个生命的律是圣灵的律、啊、
Remember that this law of life is the law of the spirit of life.
所以呢，什么时候我们活在圣灵的带领当中
So anytime you are living under the leading of the spirit.
我们容让圣灵在我们的新的生命里面引导我们
And you are allowing the spirit to lead you.
那我们的生活就过得非常的自然
Then our lives are very natural.
我相信弟兄姊妹们在我们很多爱弟兄姊妹身上都有这种经历。
I believe that among brothers and sisters, those who love the Lord, we all have this experience.
我们从一重生得救
，As soon as you are saved，
弟兄姊妹，你就会感觉到你里面好像现在多了一种的力量，跟原来这个世界上的一种力量是不一样。
You feel that now within you there is a strength that is different from that which you had in the past.
你知道这两种生命呢都有它不同的重心的。
Now we know that these two lives, there's two different focuses.
我们原来没信主之前呢我们是按照旧生命的这个重心生活所以总是导向这个旧生命。
In the past, before we knew the Lord, we were always focused upon things that were according to that old life.
啊我们整天所想的就跟世人所想的一样。
Every day, the things that we thought about were the same as everyone else.
啊吃什么喝什么玩什么都是这些。
What we are to eat, to drink, what we are going to entertain ourselves with,
世界的力,
These are the things of the world.
啊，这是一个重心呐。
This is a center of gravity, the focus.
全世界的人都往这个地方拉的。
Everything is being pulled in that direction.
没有人可以逃脱这个。
Nobody can escape that.
哎，但是当我们一得救之后啊。
However, after you're saved,
我们就发现里面有一种另外一种力量在拉。
Now we have a different attraction, something else, a strength that's inside of us.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
今天我们属灵的生活。
Our spiritual lives today.
必须受管制于这种不同的律。
We need to be under the control of this separate law.
啊，那么当我们能活在这个新生命的律的管理底下的时候
，When we are under the control of the law of life,
我想我们生活中自然的就有一种的释放和自由。
Then naturally you will have freedom.
啊，所以今天在我们的生活中，你有交战，你有征战，有起伏，有困惑。这是因为我们活在旧生命中间，所以必然的一个现象。
Today, the reason why we have battles and conflicts and constant up and down is because you're still being your focus is upon the old life.
啊，在加拉太书里面，保罗这样说。
In the book of Galatians, Paul says,
我们这个旧有的生命里面呢，是充满了情欲的。
That in the old life, it is full of desires.
所以现在新的生命进来之后呢？因为我们里面这个生命还是幼嫩的。
Now, because a new life has entered, and because that new life is very immature,
所以圣灵为了保护我们这个幼嫩的生命。
In order for the Spirit to protect this very new life,
所以因此它跟情欲之间产生一个征战。
It is constantly being in conflict with the desires of the flesh.
啊，我们真是感谢主啊。
We thank the Lord.
这个仗不是我们打的。
This battle is not ours to fight.
是圣灵在我们里面帮助我们打的。
The Spirit is helping us fight.
所以他常常提醒我们。
So he's often reminding us.
常常感动我们。
Constantly moving us.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我想在你的生活中你有这样的经历了，对不对？
Do you have this experience in your life?
啊，有许多时候我们一倾向于这个地上的事物的时候，圣灵在里面拉。
Oftentimes, when we're being attracted to the things of the world, the spirit inside us, in us, is pulling us.
啊，有的时候我们被情欲胜过了。
Sometimes our emotions, our desires win.
哎呀，我们的基督徒的生活就过得非常的乱。
And then our Christian lives become very messy.
啊，什么时候你被圣灵拉过来了
？Anytime the spirit pulls you back.
你到了这个新生命的范围里面的时候。
And you come within the boundary of the new life.
你看见你立刻里面就得到很大的释放和自由了。
Immediately you are set free and you have freedom.
你就觉得很光明了。
And then you feel you're enlightened.
你就觉得很圣洁了。
And then you feel holy.
啊，你就觉得蛮有享受，蛮有快乐了。
And now you are enjoying and you have full of joy.
弟兄姊妹，这是多么真实的一件事情。
This is such a real thing.
所以今天主的话提醒我们。
And so now today God's word reminds us.
我们要学会顺从圣灵的带领。
We must obey the leading of the Holy Spirit.
我们就自然能够过属灵的生活。
Then we can live the spiritual life.
其实这些东西呢，不是我们这个凭着这个一些人的教导外面的道理来帮助我们。
This is not something that we have to seek help from in other people's teaching and in logic and doctrine.
所以约翰到晚年的时候就告诉我们，你根本不需要人教的。
And so John in his latter years says you do not need the anybody's teaching.
你只要能顺服恩膏的教训，顺服圣灵的话呢
？You just need to follow the anointing and
the teaching of the Spirit. 你自然就进入这个
And naturally you will live the spiritual life.
里面是有分辨力的。
And then you will have discernment.
你会知道什么是对的，什么是不对的。
You will know what is right and wrong.
是吧，弟兄姊妹，这个无论是你蒙恩年日久，无论是刚刚蒙恩得救
，Whether you have been saved just so recently，
你都可以在这样的光景中跟随主的。
You can still follow the Lord in this condition。
啊，在加拉太书第五章那里哈、啊，你看那句话是我们弟兄姊妹们最真实不过的经历。
In Galatians 5, these words cannot be more real to those who have experienced it.
他说因为情欲和圣灵相争。
It is because for the flesh sets its desires against the spirit.
圣灵和情欲相争。
And the spirit against the flesh.
他说这两个是彼此为敌的。
These are in opposition to one another.
下面一句话说啊。
And then,
使你们不能做所愿意做的。
So that you may not do the things that you please.
你看这个话是不是真实的呢
？Aren't these words true？
这就是今天我们基督徒啊过这个矛盾生活的一个最明显的一个情况。
This is the most real paradoxical experience that we all experience.
啊，比方像今天早晨。
Just like this morning.
哇，有很重要的球赛在那里。
There's a very important ball game.
我们好多弟兄姊妹挣扎得很厉害。
So many brothers and sisters will struggle.
早晨呢，要聚会呢，还是去看球赛呢？
Do we go watch the game or do we come to the meeting?
哈哈，我们里面这个挣扎得很厉害。
And inside there's a conflict.
我想我们从昨天就开始挣扎。
Perhaps we started struggling from yesterday.
哎呀，这个挣扎得很厉害。
And you struggle hard.
感谢主，今天早上来聚会的都是圣灵得胜。
But we thank the Lord, all who came here, the Spirit has won.
你总算被拉过来了。
You were pulled here.
所以很多的时候啊，弟兄姊妹，我们看见我们想做什么呢？心里面愿意做什么东西啊？你很难。
Oftentimes, the things that we want to do, the things that our heart tells us to do, it's so difficult.
所以我相信今天呢，很多人如果坐在那个球赛里不聚会，这个里面很难过的。
And so, if you are sitting in front of the TV watching the game, inside of you, perhaps you're very sad.
从前没信主的时候，你坐那看看得很高兴，越看越高兴。
In the past, when you sat and watched the game, you were very happy.
现在你信了主，你坐在那里越看越痛苦。
But now that you believe in the Lord, the more you sit there, the more painful it becomes.
我们硬着心，硬着心，非要这样做不可。
And you grit your teeth and you say you're still going to do it.
所以圣经告诉我们，使你不能做所愿做的事。
But now the Bible tells us that you may not do the things that you please.
是不是这样
的？ Isn't it so?
弟兄姊妹们，感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这证明说你跟世人不一样。
It confirms the fact that you are different from others. You are saved.
啊，你里面现在有另外一个新生命的律在你里面。
Now you have the new law of life within you.
这个律是引你向天的。
This law leads you to heaven.
原来的律呢是拉我们向地的。
The previous law pulled you down to earth.
啊，所以你看见。难怪我们基督徒的生活中间这个挣扎得很厉害。
No wonder in our daily lives we have such a struggle.
啊，有的人想说，哎呀，这个想追求世界的名利。
Some say they want to strive after the things of this world.
你又看见你呀，不像从前那么自由。
However, now you no longer have the freedom that you used to have.
我们变成那种什么情形呢
？Now what condition are we?
有很多时候，我们想全心为主，摆上舍弃世界的不甘心。
Now we want to place everything up to serve the Lord, and yet we're still unwilling.
是不是这样
？Isn't it so?
我记得主刚刚呼召我的时候就是这样。
I remember when the Lord first called me, it was that way. I was very young.
因为我还想去读书。
I still wanted to study.
总是觉得这个世界上还有我自己的可以奋斗的地方。
I felt that there were still some things that I could struggle with in this world.
另外呢，我心里面就很爱。
And yet I really love serving the Lord too. I wanted to serve the Lord.
我也对主讲说主啊我把我自己奉献给你了。
And I said, Lord, I want to sacrifice, consecrate myself to you.
那个祷告的时候热血沸腾啊那个祷告就声音很洪亮。
And I was very zealous. I was loud and crying out to the Lord.
但是一安静下来的时候。
But as soon as I was quiet.
总觉得不甘心。
I was still unwilling.
所以我有时对主说主啊。你好不好让我再给我几年
I said, Lord, can you still allow me, give me a few more years?
我把我世界上的那个愿望我把它结束了
I still want to end the dreams in this world.
我保证我来侍奉你
And then I will guarantee that I'll come serve you.
主说不行
The Lord said no.
所以你知道那个出来的那一个刹那挣扎的真是多么的厉害
So you know that moment when I had to come before him, I struggled so much.
直到今天我回想还很清楚
Even now when I think back, it's still clear.
一个夜晚深夜时我伏在主面前
All night, I prostrated before the Lord and prayed. I was struggling with the Lord.
我说主啊，你容许我一点。
I said, Lord, allow me a little.
我一生都奉献给你。
And then I'll give you my entire life.
也不差这几年嘛。
It's just a few years.
对吧？你让我去一下。
Let me go.
我马上就回头。
I'll come back quickly.
主说不行。
The Lord said no.
所以挣扎到一个地步啊。
I struggled to a point.
后来我整个里面都暗淡。
That I was dull inside.
整个都黑暗。
Everything was dark.
啊，主说好。
The Lord said, "Okay."
如果你要愿意照你自己的意思去。
If you want to go according to your own will.
从此之后，你和我的荣耀无分无关。
Now you have nothing to do with my glory.
我说那不行啊。
I said no.
这个太严重了。
That's too serious.
我跟你的荣耀无分无关，这个还得了吗
？How can I have nothing to do with your glory? I can't have that.
苦苦的哀求啊。
And so I bitterly cried.
那个汗呢、啊，这是从头上这么大大的这么流。
I was sweating so much before him.
啊，到最后我知道了。
And at the end, I knew.
我在这件事情上，主不容许我有任何的妥协。
That in this matter, God would not allow compromise.
其实我们知道，神是爱我们。
We know that God loves us.
啊，神是祝福我们。
God blesses us.
神也不许可我浪费那些日子。
He does not want us to waste our years.
所以呢，在那一个时刻。 我终于最后我降服在主的跟前。
And so at that moment, I finally surrendered before him.
你知道吗？当我这个整个人降服下来的时候
，You know that when I fully surrendered before him,
哇，这个里面有说不出来的平安哦。
There was great unspeakable peace.
中的安息，中的快乐就涌。
There was great joy and great rejoicing inside of me.
啊，这个虽然里面。一个有不甘心的感觉、啊、
Even though I felt unwilling,
但是你顺服了主
but because I obeyed,
所以弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
对一个基督徒来讲
to a Christian,、
啊、我们在因为有两个生命的律在我们的里面
because there are two laws of life within us,
所以呢到了一个地步你今天啊想说啊回到旧生活回到世界里面全心是爱世界也爱也做不到。
When you say that you want to turn your entire heart back to the world, you really cannot.
所以有的弟兄姊妹跟我讲我要去爱世界了。
There are some brothers and sisters who tell me, I want to go love the world.
哎我说好你去吧。
I said, okay, go ahead.
弟兄姊妹们，从前有个姊妹对她的丈夫就是这样。
There was a sister once who said that to her husband.
啊，开头她挣扎的不得了。
They struggled so much.
她一定要她的丈夫好好的爱主，好好的聚会。
She wanted her husband to really love the Lord, come to the meetings.
她丈夫就喜欢开着车到处去逛去游。
However, her husband liked to drive around in his car.
有一天，他们有个家庭聚会在她家里面。
One day there was a family gathering in her home.
她那个丈夫一看，哦，来那么多弟兄姊妹，他赶快上了吉普车就开了车就走。
And her husband saw that there were so many brothers and sisters who came to the house, he got in the car and drove away.
那这一次呢，我们的姊妹学聪明了。
But at this time, our sister, she was very wise.
她呢，也不去拦阻他。
She didn't stop him.
她给他鞠个躬。
She bowed.
她说，愿你平安。
She said, May you go in peace.
哦，这个先生就开着车出去了。
And the husband drove away.
结果你知道，出个大车祸。
But then there was a great car accident.
那个车子撞那个树上面，那个人弹到田里面去了。
And he crashed into a tree, and he was cast out into a field.
主保守他，他也没有丧命。
The Lord protected him, so he didn't lose his life, just his clothes.
然后这么一拐一瘸的回家了。
And so he tumbled, and he then went home.
他太太一打开门，哟，怎么搞成这样子
？The wife opened up the door and said, "What happened to you?"
他说我回来了。
He said, "I'm back."
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters.
是的，很多时候主做这些事是怜悯我们。
Yeah, sometimes the Lord does this to show us mercy.
总是把我们从很多情况里面挽回过来。
He pulls us back from many conditions.
所以你看见了，有很多弟兄姊妹一蒙恩得救之后
，We see that many brothers and sisters after they are saved.
我们要在从前做从前那种的生活那种的情况的时候
，When we want to do the things that we used to do in the past,
回到那些旧有的坏习惯里面
，And when we want to return back to our bad habits,
你会发现很多时候你只能偷偷的做，暗暗的做，对不对
？You realize that you can only do it in secret.
你看你不像从前那那个光明正大的做
，You can't do it openly like you did in the past.
现在要去什么地方不该去。偷偷摸摸的去。
Now when you go somewhere where you shouldn't go, you go in secret.
我年轻时候听过好多弟兄姊妹做这样的见证。
I heard so many brothers and sisters share of this testimony when I was young.
对不起，我举这样的例子啊。
Let me give this example.
因为我们那个我们这个年轻的时候在教会里面，弟兄姊妹们呢，对于这个爱世界呢，讲得非常的严厉。
When I was young, the brothers and sisters in the church spoke very seriously, very severely against loving the world.
他们常常在讲台上讲说是这个看电影就是爱世界。
Oftentimes they said on the podium that if you watch movies, you love the world.
所以在讲的弟兄姊妹们那个良心都不安。
So everybody who heard of these words, their conscience were un.
那个好的电影来的时候啊。
But when a good movie came out.
我们弟兄姊妹忍不住啊，想去看的，对不对
？A lot of people they couldn't hold it. They really wanted to go see it.
所以我记得有个弟兄，他有天起来做见证就是这样。
So I remember a brother, he gave a testimony.
他说我其实去看那个电影。电影是一个非常好的电影。
He said, "I went to watch a movie. It was a very good movie."
里面也没有暴力，也没有色情。
There's no violence, no sexual content.
很有教育性的一个电影。
It was a very educational movie.
但是那天我去的时候，你知道我怎么去的吗
？But that day when I went to see the movie, you know how I went?
他说我是穿着雨衣去。
He said I wore a raincoat.
然后把那个雨衣的头这么盖住的。
And I covered my head.
他说我就怕其他弟兄姊妹看到。
Because I was afraid other brothers and sisters would see me.
的确，有的时候在电影院一碰见弟兄姊妹很尴尬。
And yes, sometimes when you meet brothers and sisters in the movie theater, it's so awkward. So I had to cover my head.
你想他如果没有信主，他需要这样做吗
？Now, if he had not believed in the Lord, would he have done that?
弟兄姊妹们，为什么会这样做呢
？Brothers and sisters, why do we do that?
因为他里面现在有了新的生命。
Because now he has a new life inside of him.
这个生命的律。
That law of life
跟原来旧有生命的律是不一样的。
It's different from the law of the old life.
所以这个律是引他向天的。
Because now this life leads him heavenward.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们真是要满心感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord with all our
hearts. 我们都知道。
We know
这个地和其上的事都要过去的。
Everything on this earth will pass away.
并且我们活在这个充满罪恶、充满败坏的这个世界里面。
And as we live in this world that is so full of sin and corruption.
那一种所谓的最终之乐给我们带来的弟兄姊妹并不是真正的快乐。
The pleasures of sin and of death are not true pleasure.
只不过是暂时的一种刺激。
It's only temporary stimulation.
神是何等的爱我们。
The Lord loves us so much.
神把那个圣洁尊贵的生命放在我们里面。
He has given us a holy, a honorable life.
他要带领我们进入另外一种的情形。
He wants to lead us into a different condition.
今天可惜啊。
Sadly.
很多基督徒啊在这个新生命里面没有得到享受。
So many Christians in this new life, they do not enjoy it.
他不觉得活在这个新生命中的快乐。
They don't feel the joy of living in this new life.
如果真正尝到这个新生命的快乐的话呢？
If you have truly tasted of the joy of this new
life, 尝到它的满足的话呢？
And tasted of its satisfaction.
那这个世界上的事情是不能比的。
It cannot compare with the things of this world.
所以感谢主。
We thank the
Lord. 很多基督徒当他们在里面与主有交通，
so many Christians as they fellowship with the Lord，
他们得到最大的快乐的时候，
and when they have the greatest joy，
你把世界上最好的享受摆在跟前，他也不要看。
And you give them the greatest enjoyment of this world， they are not interested。
啊，我的母亲啊，
my mother，
她没有受过多少的教育，
she was not well educated，
但是她蒙恩得救时非常的爱主，
but when she was saved， she truly loved the Lord。
她真是以主为满足，
the Lord was her satisfaction。
所以有一次啊。我哥哥那时候还没信。
At that time, my older brother, he had not received the Lord yet.
开到老远的，开了几个钟头的车，把我母亲带到纽约去看风景。
He drove my mother many, many hours to go to New York to be a tourist.
当然，这妈妈对儿子了，这可以这样说。
And of course, a mother to her son, she could say this.
她说：“你带我来这里看这个干嘛？”
She said, "Why did you bring me here to look at this?"
后来我哥哥就跟我讲，他说你看哈，这个我好心呢，开了几个钟头把他带到那里去，给他让他去散散心看风景，结果他讲这么煞风景的话。
My brother, he said to me, look, I drove so many hours, and she said these words to me.
当然今天弟兄姊妹，我们不一定要这样说。
But again, brothers and sisters, we don't have to say these words.
说明一件什么事情？
But what does it speak of?
我母亲里面有另外一个新的生一个生命的律在里面。
That in my mother, she had a new life, a law of life.
虽然她讲这个话伤了儿子的心。
So when she spoke those words, she offended her son.
但是她讲是真的。
But what she spoke was true.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
今天圣灵与情欲相争。
Now the spirit is in opposition with the flesh.
情欲与圣灵相争。
And the flesh is in opposition with the spirit.
这两个敌对的势力在我们里面，
These two are in great opposition with one another.
就叫我们不能做所愿意做的事，
so that we cannot do the things that we please.
我们要因着这个话感谢神。
Because of these words, we thank God.
今天如果主在我们里面给我们的力量，叫我们这个世界上很多事情我们做不下去，那是神爱你啊。
When you do not have the strength to do the things that you want to do in this world, it is we need to thank Him. It's because He loves us.
所以反过来说，你只要顺着生命圣灵的律，活在神的跟前的时候呢？
In other words, when you live according to the law of life before Him,
你就很自然。
Then you're very natural.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
今天在教会里面，
in the church,
如果大多数的弟兄姊妹都是顺着生命圣灵的律在主面前生活，
if the majority of brothers and sisters we all live according to the law of life,
我们就会像初期的教会一样，
then we will be just like the early church,
为耶稣基督做刚强的见证，
that we will have a strong testimony for the Lord Jesus.
这个见证不是外面的做法，
this testimony is not outward behavior.
这个见证也不是什么的一种的特别的说法教导，
it's also not an outward particular teaching.
乃是我们活在这个新生命的律里面，
it's that we live in the law of life.
有一种不同的特性，
there's a different nature.
不同的规范，
a different standard and norm.
不同的次序在这里，
a different order.
所以我们需要接受这样的一种的管理。
So we need to accept this law.
我们今生今世在地上，
Today as we are on earth,
我们所受的属灵的教育就是这一个生命的教育。
The spiritual teaching that we are receiving is this teaching of the law of life.
到主回来的时候，
As before the Lord returns,
我们进入永世，
As we enter into eternity,
弟兄姊妹，我们看见那一个新天新地，
When we see the new heaven and the new earth,
是完全受新生命的律的管理的。
It is entirely under the command of that new life.
啊，这个是我们荣耀的盼望。
This is our glorious hope.
今天我们在地上过着挣扎起伏的生活，
Today the life of struggle and conflicts,
到那一天 天就真正的安息。
That day, when that day comes, we will have true rest.
这是今天我们在地上呢过这种过度生活的最后的一个荣耀的结局。
This is the greatest end and conclusion of this process.
但愿这些话呢对我们有一个重要的提醒。
May these words give us a very grave and important reminder.
带领我们每一个有主耶稣基督生命的圣徒。
That every saint who has the life of the Lord.
但愿在今生今世
That today at this time,
我们就能在这个生新生命的律里面
that we will live in the life, this new law of life, and experience the Lord Himself,
见证主的自己
testify of the Lord Himself.
所以弟兄姊妹们
so brothers and sisters,
我希望我们都听清楚了
I hope that we all have all heard clearly.
我们一蒙恩得救之后
right after we are saved,
我们现在是应当活在那个新生命律的
Now we are living under the command of the new law of life.
这是基督徒啊，一个正常的一种生活。
This is a normal life of a Christian.
愿主真是借着他的灵在我们里面做开启的工作。
May the Lord through His Spirit do an enlightening work inside of us.
也带领我们在天天的生活中实实际际的活在这个生命的里面。
And lead us every day in His life in this reality.
我们再来唱首诗歌
Shall we sing a hymn?
我们一同把感谢赞美归给我们的主
And give all praise and thanks to our Lord
我们唱一首哈这个平常福音聚会很喜欢唱的诗歌
Let's sing a hymn that we often like to sing during our gospel meetings.
205首
Hymn 205.
就是自耶稣来住在我心
Since Jesus came into my heart.
今天早晨呢，我在给弟兄姊妹传福音
Today I'm preaching the gospel to brothers and sisters.
我想我们把这首诗歌呢，那个唱一遍，然后我们一同在主面前有点祷告
Shall we sing this hymn together and then we will pray?
我生命有何等奇妙的大改变是耶稣来住在我心我旧目的光辉今朝有我魂牵是耶稣来住在我心是耶稣来住在我心是耶稣来住在我心喜乐超逸我魂，怒海超之滚滚。人耶稣来住在我心。第二节，请姊妹们唱。
Stanzas two sisters. We have strayed since Jesus came into my heart, and my sins, which were many, are all washed away.Since Jesus came into my heart,
起来
together.
是耶稣来住在我心，是耶稣来住在我心。喜乐超逸我魂，如海涛之滚滚。是耶稣来住在我心。第三节，弟兄们。
Brothers.
感觉中的富乐即便生又是为之耶稣来住在我心生活中的思虑也不能再参与之耶稣来住在我心一起
Together
耶稣来住在我心
是
耶稣来住在我心是耶稣来住在我心。第四节、第五节，我们请起立。
Shall we stand?
但愿这些哈简单的话，就是重新提醒我们哈，耶稣来住在我心。有甜美爱不再干神呼呼是耶稣来住在我心是耶稣来住在我心
light into my heart. Floods of joy in my soul, like the Savior last world. Say, Jesus, light into my heart. I shall go into dwellings of more than I can. Since Jesus light into my heart. And I'm happy, so happy, as often I can. Since Jesus light into my heart. Say, Jesus light into my heart. Since Jesus light into my heart. Floods of joy in my soul, like the sea to this world. Say, Jesus, light into my heart.
盼望这首诗歌不是光是为着那些还没信主的人唱的。
We hope that this hymn is not just for those who have not yet believed to sing.
你仔细地把这首诗歌读过的话呢,
If you read the words very clearly,
你看见这里是讲到一个基督徒蒙恩得救的生活。
This is the life of one who is saved.
但愿这些话在我们的生活中都成为实际。
May these words become reality in our lives.
因为我们认识主已经住在我们的里面。
Because we know that the Lord lives in us.
我们无需要在主之外再去寻求什么。
We do not need to seek anything else outwardly.
愿我们常常在里面回到主的跟前。
To often go back before the Lord from within.
我们与他有美好的交通。
To have beautiful fellowship with him.
如果是这样,
If it's like that,
你的良心会平安的,
your conscience will be at peace.
你的捆绑会脱落的,
your bondage will fall.
你感觉中的生活是即便是有思维的,
you will have taste and flavor in your life.
生活中的思虑一扫而空,
and then there will no longer be sorrows.
无穷尽的活泉在里面,
because now you have a fountain of life within you.
里面已有甜美的爱, 就不感觉生活苦了。
And you will have sweet love. You will not feel the bitterness of life.
全都过,
All the old has passed.
没有任何可以留恋,
Nothing can bind you.
荣耀的盼望,
And now you have glorious hope that will attract you to heavenward.
好吧,
Shall we sing the refrain and then pray in unison?
主啊，你给我们的时代是何等的祝福，谢谢你在这一个圣灵的时代，主啊，你已经在我们里面做了内住的生命，今天你已经在我们的里面，我们只需要在生命中跟随你。 享受这个活泉的生活，并且一切所有外面的捆绑都脱落。愿你真是教导我们如何在你面前来生活。亲爱的主，我们感谢你。早晨，主，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, we thank you with all our hearts.
因为你很清楚告诉我们。
Because you have told us very clearly.
我们已经不再活在四福音书的时代。We
no longer live in the age of the four gospels.
我们乃是活在使徒行传的时代。Now
we are living in the age of the book of Acts.
是圣灵的时代。This
is the age of the Holy Spirit.
是新生命的时代。It
is the age of the new life.
主啊, 你已经住在我们的里面。You
already live within us.
我们感谢你在生命中与我们联合。We
thank you for being united with us in life.
哦, 你要叫你的生命充满我们。And
you want your life to fill all of us.
你要叫我们旧的
And that our old life would be dead.
主啊，你把新的特性带到我们的生活里。
You have now given us a new nature.
你给我们有了新的基准。And
you have now given us a new standard.
你给我们有新的次序。And
now new order.
我们真是满心的感谢你。We
thank you with all our hearts.
但愿我们知道如何活在这个律的里面。May
we know how to live within this law.
让圣灵引导这个新的生命。And
may the Holy Spirit lead this new life.
好叫我们在地上能够见证一件事情。So
on this earth we can testify one thing.
你怎样活着，我们也照样。 样活着。
That how you live, we live as well.
因我活着就是基督。
Because I live, it is Christ.
我们感谢赞美你。
We thank you.
今天这一切在我们身上都是实际的。
That all these things are reality in our lives.
愿我们里面有深处的爱慕。
May we have a deep longing.
能够顺服圣灵的带领。
To obey and submit to the leading of the Spirit.
主啊，让我们真是常常经历里面活泉的涌流。
May we often experience the outflowing of the Spirit.
让那个喜乐在里面是满意的。
That the joy would be overflowing.
如江河一样的涌流的。
Like great rivers.
我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you.
主啊，救我们脱离所有一切挣扎的起伏的生活。
Lord, may we escape from the up and down, this life of conflict and struggle.
带领我们在里面跟随你。
That we would follow you.
能够行走在丰盛生命的里面。
To walk in abundant life.
谢谢你，这是你给我们的福气。
We thank you because this is our blessing.
我们也向往着那一个日子快快的临到。
And Lord, we desire for that day to come quickly.
你结束地上所有一切旧造的事物。
That you would end all the old things of this world.
让我们看见那个新生命所带来的荣耀。
So that we can see what the new life brings in.
但愿今天在地上就让这个生命来管理我们。
Today on earth, may this life be in command.
谢谢你早晨与我们众人同在。
Thank you for your presence with us.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' most precious name.
Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.